How's everybody doing today? All right. I'm going to talk about surprises today. Do you guys like surprises? Okay. Well, first thing is I don't have a surprise for you today. So I don't want to set myself up for failure. But I want to talk about four different types of surprises today. You guys like surprises. Do you like bad surprises?
No.
Okay. But sometimes bad surprises come. But God always makes good out of everything. Do you guys remember the story of Joseph? You remember the story of Joseph? What happened?
He was supposed to go to the land of Nineveh, and God told him to change the people's minds. But they were so mean, he didn't want to go. So he got away from God and went on a boat. And he did a terrible storm. And so he said, "Pull me off board," and then a whale swallowed him. And then he prayed, and then God let him go on the Nineveh.
All right. Yeah. Now that's actually Jonah, but that's a bad surprise, right? But God used that good. See, here's a good surprise. I can use that. And how about the story of Lazarus? Do you guys remember the story of Lazarus? You remember that? Lazarus was a friend. Oh, well, I'll tell you now. Lazarus was a friend of Jesus, and he was very sick, and he was going to die. And some of Lazarus' friends came to Jesus and said, come, help him. And Jesus kind of didn't rush, and Lazarus died. And that's a bad thing, right? But the great thing is that Jesus came and raised Lazarus from the dead. Do you think they were amazed at that surprise? Do you think they were surprised?
Yes.
Isn't that amazing? All right. I've got my own surprise that happened to me. One day I was dry. Do you guys like the mud? Oh, come on. You don't like the mud? All right. Okay. Well, I like the mud, and I loved riding my bikes through the mud. I'm kind of giving away my story already. But I was riding home one day, and it was about to pour down rain. And where I grew up, there was big, big rainstorms. And I was praying to God. I was like, "Oh, God, please don't let it rain. Please don't let it rain. Please don't let it rain." And sure enough, excuse me, it started pouring down rain. And I was like, "God, why? And you know what I felt in my heart? That God was laughing. God was laughing. And I was like, I didn't understand it. And then by the time I got about halfway home, my normal path home, all the ditches had filled up with water, all the things. And I suddenly found myself riding my bike through the mud and having the greatest time. And I got home and I realized God knew that I wanted to ride my bike through the mud, because that's what I like to do. That's what guys like to do, you know? So it was just a wonderful, wonderful surprise. And my fourth surprise comes last week. I was telling this very story about me riding my bike to some friends. In fact, in Mr. Thornburg, wherever Pete is, when I got through telling the story, you know what he said? He said, "Sounds like a children's story to me." And this week, I had to set up the worship. And I didn't know who was going to tell the worship. I mean, the children's story. And guess what? I remembered what Pete said. And here it is. It's a story. So God loves to do surprises for all of us. He loves to have surprises for you guys. And when sometimes things are going bad, just look up, and God's going to wants to make something fun and surprise out of so many situations in our life. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Dear God, we love the fact that you like to surprise us, that you love us so much, that you love doing great things for us. We thank you that you care for us like nobody else can. And we hope that we look to you and we look to have fun with you and look to have look forward to the surprises that you give us in our life. And we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.